Today, in this solemnity of All Saints, we are filled with joy and motivation and strength and encouragement in this glorious day where we sort of see in our mind's eye or, you know, before us all the saints lined up or all the saints crowded in heaven as our warriors or as our victors in heaven, and is to encourage us in our path to holiness and virtue and holiness and sanctity in our own personal life. That's to reinvigorate us, strengthen us, push us along, to inspire us to a life of holiness, a life of virtue, and a life of strength and courage and valor in God's service, a life of fidelity, faithfulness, and putting our hands to the plows, our nose to the grindstone, working, ready to serve God with all our energy, all our strength, all our efforts. And because when we look at the saints and we're inspired and motivated by their great models and their holy life and all the beautiful and courageous and amazing things that they did, we shouldn't be just spectators looking on, but see that as our where we belong, where we should join them. They're the stars in heaven, where we want to be one of those stars shining in heaven, one of those flowers in the beautiful garden of God, that we want to be one of them. When we will be one of them. All we have to do is make the effort, put our nose to the grindstone, our hands to the plow, and go, and put one step and one foot in front of the other, and we will be one of them. We need to step in line, step in the crowd, come into the crowd of the saints, not stay out in the bleachers and the grandstands and look on, and because we may not become one of them if we don't. So this is all about us. This is all not just about the saints. It's about us joining them. It's about us being motivated to be one of them and be like them, to be inspired by their model, by their example. These are our role models, not the movie stars on TV, not the sports players who, so many people, reporters go up to them and put a microphone in front of their mouth to get so-called worldly wisdom from them and to hear stories from them, and they're not even lives to imitate. They're not role models in most cases. But the saints are. The saints are, and so how do we know about the saints? We have to read their lives. First of all, we need to read the life of Jesus Christ, who is the ultimate model. And when we do read the Gospels, we will be not only inspired and motivated, but just driven on to do what Jesus told us to do, to have that fear of God in us, because we just listen to his words and the authority of the words of Jesus in the Gospel. We are impelled to live a holy life. And how important it is to read over and over the Gospels throughout our life, to be motivated in the strongest, most powerful way by the life and words of Jesus Christ, his character, and the way he lived. And Saint Our Lady too, of course, after Jesus. Our Lady is our greatest model as well, and she's actually the saint maker. She's the one to guide us and inspire us today in our daily life, in our prayer life, in our spiritual life. She's the one working in our head. She's working in our heart, in our life. She's the one that changes us and makes us holy. And so we throw everything on Our Lady, all our prayers and all our efforts, all our hopes and dreams for a holy life. We throw them on Our Lady, and we ask Our Lady to take complete control of our life so that we will be truly holy. The easiest way to holiness is through complete and total devotion and consecration to her. She is our model and our guide, our instructress, our teacher, and the mediatrix of all the grace and strength that we need to live a holy life. So we turn to her secondarily after our Lord. And of course, the sacraments, Jesus and the Eucharist, who gives us that food for holiness and strength in our daily pilgrimage and our daily efforts to be holy, that abundance of grace in the Eucharist, and confession, which strengthens us and encourages us as well, which we want to go there eagerly, go to confession eagerly and make devout confessions, knowing that when I step into that booth and confess my sins and receive absolution, we receive a shower, a torrent of grace to come out and go and fight and be faithful to Jesus and serve him with the strength of God from that great sacrament. And then from there we learn about the lives of the saints. We read about them, we learn about them. You know, today, you know, in the last few decades, the models of the saints have been sort of put back into the library, and the dust covering the books of the saints, and people don't even know about them. You know, I talk to some religious at times, and you know, you find out what the kind of books they're reading, and that they're just the novelties of today. They aren't reading the lives of the saints anymore, or not as much. And you ask about what their inspirations are, and it's Al-Anon, whatever techniques and psychological wisdom of the world it is, and that's what you hear. You don't hear the wisdom of the saints, which is real, the real food for our souls. We have to get back to the lives of the saints. Our founder, Father Stefano Minelli, wrote a number of books, especially Devotion to Our Lady, and of course his famous book, Jesus, Our Eucharistic Love. It's chock full of stories and sayings of the saints to help us to be devoted to Our Lady and devoted to Jesus in the Eucharist. And this is the kind of thing we need. St. Alphonsus Liguori wrote many books too, just quoting the saints for all the centuries, giving us their sound and true wisdom throughout the ages. And the saints, the church always holds us, that's what canonizations are for, beatifications are for. The church investigates their life and their teachings and holds them out to us as models to follow, to listen to think about, holy thoughts and holy stories to put into our own life. This is what we should be feeding on, not the novelties of the world of today. And the church holds out to us these teachings and guides us and takes all the teachings of the saints from years past and puts it into today. That's why we have Vatican II, the teachings of Vatican II, to guide us today in a life of holiness, not the things of the past that don't exactly fit our day today, but today, we're walking today, a life of holiness today. And of course, the Gospels guide us through every century, every day of the world. And we need to put it into our own personal life, our own personal day-to-day living. We are to be saints. We are to be our own saints, our own unique saints, unique and different, but following the same principles of the saints. That's what we're getting from the saints, and the principles of holiness put into our own personal day-to-day life. And the Holy Spirit will continue to guide us and to teach us how to act in today, in our culture, in our day, in the changing things of our day. The Holy Spirit will guide us and teach us for sure what we need to do to be holy today, taking into account all the wisdom and teachings of the saints and the gospel. So let us gather it all together, give it all to Our Lady, ask her to be one with us and to be united to us and to guide us to a life of holiness, to be as holy as we can, putting all our efforts into this goal, this purpose in life, this vocation to holiness that we are all called to do, that we all must live, and that will truly lead to our happiness in this life and in the next.